Prime Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, get a little dance in there.
We should have choreographed.
This is so not choreographed.
No, not at all.
We're like different.
Clearly not as well choreographed as they were on clip tonight. All right, guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is the after show for Clipped on TBS, Season 1, Episode 5, Big Gay Wedding. I am one of your hosts, Mark J. Freeman, and I am joined by the lovely.
Why, thank you, Mark.
That was a nice little toss up there for you.
The lovely Jordana.
Thank you, guys.
And
Cameron Lewis.
The lovely and vivacious Cameron Lewis as well. All right, guys, let's get talking. We don't have CJ here.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to CJ.
Big thanks to CJ Vanna for joining us last week.
Yeah. Very fun.
He was a hoot, and he says he will be back. So hopefully he will come back, and we'll get some of the
other hoodlums
from Clip to come. We have this cast of many. They've got to be free on. Someone's got to be free on a Sunday.
Some of them are.
Or Tuesday. Sorry, today's Tuesday.
Can we just talk about that for a second? Talk about a active show on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And a lot of fans in Brazil.
Yeah.
Yes. Show.
What is with that?
I don't know, but I love it. I've had so many Brazilian people follow me on Twitter because of this show. It's so fun.
That's great. Well, hopefully they keep it going for Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did. Oh, I'll get to that in news and gossip because I did some digging.
Uh-oh.
I really like it. And you know what is so funny? And I was going to say this later, but I'll just bring it up now. I forget that it's on TBS, mm-hmm. and then they'll say something like when he was talking about being, how do I know if I'm gay? And he's like, oh, when a dick's hitting you in the face. And I'm always like, I'm like, this is cable. That's right. They can say that. And I just love it. I love it. I feel like it's the producers. I'm drawing a blank now on their names. It's horrible. I know. The producers of Will and Grace.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like, now we can do what everything we wanted to say on network television, and we can get it all out now on TBS.
And it's great, but it's great because they don't go overboard with it. Like, they're not making those jokes every 5 seconds like you might see on, like, a cable network.
Right.
Or a, you know, extended cable network.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. All right, so let's get into the episode. It started with Tommy showed back up from episode one. Buzzy's boyfriend, Tommy, played by Reginald Veljohnson from Family Matters, who is fantastic. And it turns out that poor Tommy's mother died.
But where God closes
the door, he opens a window.
Yes.
Because now I guess Buzzy promised that he would marry him mm-hmm. if the mother wasn't around.
I love that, though.
It was great.
It was really funny.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was so cute. And then when Ben was like... was like, so you guys are getting gay married, or as normal people would say, married. I thought that was fantastic. And then he wants to have the ceremony
in there, of course.
And
I like that part when they were saying the Price is Right, and when Ben's like, oh, well, we haven't talked about the price yet.
Always.
It's like, you cheap idiot.
Always Ben.
And it always starts off. Every episode starts off that way. Have you noticed that?
Right.
With something...
Financial issues
that Ben doesn't want to deal with.
Yeah, totally. The other thing I was going to say is this was the episode that I actually was in the audience. I don't know if you listened very carefully, people. You maybe heard my stupid laugh. I didn't hear it, so...
When you told me about that,
I was edited out of being in the audience.
I forgot that you had said that last week.
Yeah.
And you told me about that before the show. You said it was my episode. And I go, wait, you were in it?
No.
I don't remember seeing you in it.
Actually, a friend of mine was actually on set. He was an extra on the set that day. And I completely just now realized that I started watching for him in it. And then I completely blanked and forgot to watch. So I don't even know if you saw my friend in it. He was sitting in AJ's chair.
Not
at the beginning, because it wasn't. There was a guy that gets up and pays pays AJ and walks out. That wasn't him. He's like later in the episode. He's sitting in AJ's chair.
That's so cool.
Because it was funny because I'm sitting in the audience and I'm just like, God, that guy over there looks just like my friend Jay. And then I was like, oh my God, that is my friend. So, but I did see that opening get taped, and I was telling her. I think you were. Getting your water before we started, they changed a little bit from what I saw.
Really?
Yeah, because they at the end of the kind of the climactic part of that scene that ended with Charmaine saying, "That's what happens when doves cry." That's kind of where it ended.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On here, what I saw, she did say that, but then it kind of continues and Joy starts going on about all the stuff that she has to do for the wedding, and then gets all panicky and runs out. But that never got aired.
Joy was going crazy.
She was
so intense.
Funny. I love at the very end when she was talking to the stripper and was like, yeah.
Or when she was like, we need to get those penis balloons.
Yeah.
What did you just say? Joy?
She was great. Yeah.
I like that, though, because I think it's a good example of what we talked about last week, which is that they're giving every one of the cast members really a moment to, okay, this episode... Mark, you're going to have more lines than the other person. Next episode, you're going to have less lines than this person. It's a really even playing field.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally.
And they're all very worthy of that.
And capable.
Yeah, and very capable.
I keep saying every time, there's always a new person that I'm like, oh, I like them even more now.
Yeah.
So I think that's fantastic.
Mo in this episode.
Mo is great in this episode.
Yeah. Mo's really, he's really growing on me. And not just because he worked at AfroBuzz. and then they move into the little office.
Yeah.
Yes.
The teeny tiny, Ben's teeny tiny office, which matches his size, which I think is fantastic. Which I actually saw that being filmed too, which was funny. And they kept, this director that we had talked about last week was fantastic. But he kept, every time they'd shoot it, he'd go, put more marbles! I want more marbles! Just fill it with marbles! So they kept adding more and more marbles. It was fantastic. So they want to, Travis wants to merge the tattoo, you, and clipped.
Right. I thought that was funny.
Oh my God, that'd be a terrible idea.
Yeah,
that was terrible. I love how Mo was so, like, he knew, too. He was just like, no, you shouldn't do it because of this and that. And Ben was just like, what are you talking about? Yeah. You don't really matter.
Yeah.
Poor Mo.
Yeah, no, poor Mo.
I was a little heartbroken for Mo.
I love how they're just, I just love that their friendship. That we keep seeing that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that they're all friends, but they really are.
Well, he's like the only one who's really loyal to Ben.
Yeah.
No one else actually likes him as much as Mo does.
Right.
They're so different too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is I think it makes it better.
Yeah.
We just got a chat from CJ.
Oh, CJ.
CJ says, miss you guys watching from Chicago there in spirit.
Yay.
Thank you,
we
CJ.
We miss you, CJ.
CJ Vanna plays Lonnie on the show.
Yeah. He wasn't there in this episode. He did tell us he wasn't gonna be in this episode, so and then one of when this was the other thing that I love, Charmaine and her quotes. Of this is Charmaine's lines. I just basically rewrite her part of the script when I come here. But when her and Charmaine and Danny are talking about the wedding, what are you wearing to the wedding? She goes, I'm wearing these clothes and this expression.
Yeah. God, she has the funniest line.
She really has the best.
I really liked the different side we saw of her in this episode.
Yeah.
Like, we learned, you know, why she was why she was saying those things to Buzzy.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting because we didn't know she was.
We got her a little bit more of her backstory.
She was adopted. Yeah. She was in foster.
She was her parents got married because of her.
Yeah.
And then it didn't work out, and then she got put into foster care. Mm-hmm. So then she didn't want to be.
Charmaine, played by Diona Reisenover, for everybody who wants to know, I suggest a follow on Twitter because she's hilarious.
Yeah. Hysterical. Just as funny on Twitter as she is on... And then I was actually reading something, too, about she was doing an interview on one of the... I was Googling some articles about people just to get some more background on them. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that someone asked her, were you... when it was originally written, was it written gay? Or did they make it gay because of you? Mm-hmm. And she said she didn't know. So that'd be interesting.
That is interesting.
We can get...
That question answered.
Get those questions answered here on
AfterBuzz. Solve the mystery. Clip it apart.
Yes, exactly. And then she was talking about the making fun of the Pinterest pages, which I thought was funny with Danny and all that.
The line that she had that was my favorite towards the end, where she says, "Tragic Mike instead of Magic Mike." Yeah. That was really funny.
Tragic Mike.
To the stripper.
Yeah.
Listen, Tragic Mike.
That was so funny when she was like, "Oh, so what did she say?" She's like, "I want the lap dance then." And she sits down.
I even love the dancer. I thought he was fantastic. Yeah. Like his whole.
So funny.
And not just because he was go-go, but you know what I mean? Like just the whole. When he came in, I really didn't genuinely know if he was really a cop, like the way it was being played. I was like, "Oh, wait, maybe he really is a cop."
Yeah.
Like, no, maybe he's not. I thought that was great.
Whenever Charmaine was talking to Buzzy about the wedding, whenever they were kind of talking about that, did you think that Buzzy was legitimately going to go home at any point and tell Tommy that he didn't want to get married?
Or was that
something that he was just doing to have conversation with
him? No, I think he was going to.
I think he was, too.
Okay.
I think he had kind of convinced himself to do it.
And then I think Charmaine kind of convinced him, too, because what she was saying to him.
Yeah.
So
he was like, you know what? I don't know if I want to go through with this.
Right. I totally think. I think she kind of... Well, and then we also saw that they had... That they're both strong black women.
Oh, I love that.
Freaking hilarious.
And I love how she says, calls him family.
Yeah.
Like the whole time. It's like, you know, we're family. Well, we understand.
And if you even look at how the shop is set up and that they're the two that are in that one corner of the shop together, you know what I mean? It kind of, I don't know.
It fits.
Strategic planning.
Yeah, makes
sense. Strategic planning.
And
I wonder if that was done intentionally.
She was his best man.
That's right,
that
which
so
I love.
So cute.
Loved that. And I loved the part, we kind of touched on this a little bit, with Ben and Mo when he's like, "You treat me like I'm the Robin, you treat me like this,"
right.
And then they built up to that argument where it was like
the
husband and wife.
Yeah.
And then he went to slam the door.
And he starts like yelling at him.
And he's like, "Yeah, I know it doesn't slam." Yeah. That was great. I mean, just the build to that and everything was great. We talked about the stripper showing up, which I didn't realize. I honestly genuinely didn't know.
Yeah.
And he was like trying to get in their conversation too.
Oh, that was funny too. And
really
they were
funny.
Just the whole conversation. Them having the conversation with him dancing on top of them, I thought was great.
Yeah.
I like the part where Ashley Tisdale, Danny ducks her head under his leg, and then she's kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
It hit my face.
You got to move. Stop. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, that was funny. Whenever AJ is having to stall Buzzy up on the roof.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
What did he say? He's like, "How do you..."
He just kept at like, "Yeah, how do I know if you don't? If I am?" And it's like, "Well, do you like this? Do you like..." I know I was going to go back and write down everything that he said. But then the last one was, "Do you like a penis hitting you in the..."
Wait, did you like the
penis?
No. He's like, "No." He's like, "Okay, then you're not." And
he was getting so uncomfortable, too.
Yeah.
He was like, no. Like, he didn't want to talk about this. It was funny.
And I like the way that they framed whenever he sat down. He's like, "Listen, when I came out, somebody very important to me shared something with me, and I want to show that to you, too."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he starts playing porn.
Porn, yeah. And then I love that Mo came over and was like, "Oh, okay, no, I'm going to walk away."
Yeah. And I liked that it was a small reaction, too. It wasn't like, "What are you, good?"
Yeah.
It was like, he's
right.
Like, "Okay, well, no."
Yep,
and
not
then
gonna
just walked away.
No, I'm not going to stay and watch this. Yeah.
So fun. So much funny. Fun.
And then AJ's reaction, too. He's like, "No." He's like, "I don't want to watch it."
Well, poor AJ had to sit there watching all that because he was trying to
stall him
so that Danny could talk to Charmaine and everything. That was great.
Again, another rooftop party.
I know.
Jealous.
I love that whole setup.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want that barbershop.
Yeah.
I want to be there.
Just saying.
And it did. The only complaint I have about this episode, and I do have a complaint.
Ooh.
I know. I hope they're listening because, and I hope that they listen. It took way too long for the Doyle sisters to show up.
Oh. Yeah.
But when they did.
But when they did. Hill hats and leopard print.
Yeah, they made a statement. All
did you think
right?
I was being serious? You really thought? Oh my God, what did he not like?
Yeah. I was a little scared.
What did you not like?
Now, their costumes were amazing. I love the leopard print. And then, what's the problem? The two queers are getting married before us. I didn't know what Mexican birth control is. Someone might have to educate
me. Meaning that it didn't work, I think.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know what that meant. I wrote it down. I meant to ask you off camera. But why? When I can ask you on camera.
Just do it.
And embarrass myself.
Yeah, totally
and,
fine.
So I can get people to write comments below and say, Mark's stupid.
And which Doyle sister was it?
Rosalie got married.
Married at 18.
Rosalie got married
in Atlantic City
to a guy at Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah,
which there is a Dunkin' Donuts now here right around the corner, by the way. If everyone doesn't know that, that works at AfterBuzz, that's paying attention. Yes. I have not stopped yet on my way, but I drive by and go, one of these days I'm going to stop and have a donut. Yes, no, that was fantastic. I was waiting the whole episode. I'm like, where are the Doyles?
Yeah,
I haven't seen the Doyles yet.
They always come out.
Yeah, I know. There hasn't been an episode that there hasn't been at least one, right?
Yeah.
They've
been in everyone.
I'm pretty sure all of them have been.
Yeah,
now.
I think all of them show up at some point.
Which I hope keeps happening because they're freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, they were, I think, in the last 5 minutes of this episode, not even, right? And they were so funny.
Yeah.
They don't even have to be on for that long and you just die of laughter.
They just open the door and I just start laughing. Like, yep. They don't even have to say anything and I just start laughing.
I think that we need to do a show. Well, first of all, we need to get all the Doyle sisters in here.
Yeah,
second of all, we have to dress as the Doyle sisters for an episode.
Oh my God, that would
the
be
red
fantastic.
Wigs.
Red wigs.
I do have a red wig. I do have a red. I might have multiple. I've been known to have a few. That's a whole other after show program. That's the after show after show. We're not even going to go there.
Clipped after dark.
Oh my God.
We can call it sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. It could happen.
See, I have Tostinos for Days of Our Lives, and I can get Dunkin' Donuts for Clipped. See, look at this.
I think that show's called Tucked.
Oh, and there was a reference to RuPaul's Drag Race on this episode, too. They talked about
that.
That's a quick little reference.
Loved, I love the Doyle sisters in the wedding, too.
And then all of a sudden they stand up to do the doo-wop. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
There was a moment, too, that I thought was so sweet was when Ben and Mo.
I love
and he
that.
Was, and he said, "You'll always be my superhero."
And he brings out the Batman shirt.
Yeah.
And you could tell he gets, obviously,
so
he gets a little
cute.
Emotional. He's like, "Don't cry."
Bromance.
Yeah.
So
aww, it was so sweet.
Cute.
Yeah, and I loved, Joy when she was like yelling at the stripper, like, "You were just happened to be in the right place at the right time. No, 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 get out there. No, no, no." Oh, I just loved her. She wasn't on much, but again, it's like, you even if you don't see them for a lot, like the little bits that they get, they do so much with it.
Yeah.
They're all fantastic. And then they did the choreographed.
That was great.
You're All I Need to Get By.
So much fun.
Which you know what that reminded me of? Is the old, I know I probably should be talking about this person, but Cosby Show episode. Where the Cosby used to do the dances on the stairwell for grandparents for their birthdays and stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of is what it reminded me of when it started. I was like, oh, it kind of reminds me of that.
I wasn't expecting that at the end.
Yeah.
When they all just like, woo, come out.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
And then the confetti at the end, just like shooting out.
Yeah. I thought it was so cute. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That must have been a fun shoot day, too.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That had, and then when the Doyle stood up to do the doo-wops and all that good stuff was pretty great.
I like when, at the end when Travis comes back and he's so what about this deal? And then Ben's like, oh, you know, me and Mo are just, we're going to discuss it. And Mo's like, you can do whatever you want. He's like, I'm in it. I'm with it. And then Mo's like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I don't want to deal with you guys anymore.
Yeah.
And Travis is like, I don't want to deal with this, you two married couple. Because yeah, they literally are like a married couple.
And then I think even Buzzy says, I think yours are the gayest couple in here or something like that.
Yeah. God, that would have been a bad place. The tattoo parlor.
That would have been a bad idea.
Yeah.
That would have been the creepiest, skeeviest operation.
Well, I think Ben is just thinking financial. Right. I don't think, whether it's a good idea or not doesn't matter.
I wonder what Travis was thinking. Oh, people are going to get their haircut. Now they want a tattoo.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And for him, too, it could be just to get to the girls.
Probably.
Knowing Travis.
Yeah.
Probably. You know what I mean? So he's
I totally forgot about his perv side.
Let's just say he met the Doyle sisters.
Yeah.
Like, we got to make a deal.
Got to get in there. And then, oh, and actually the Doyle sisters, too, when they said that this is the worst reception ever because all the cute guys are gay.
And their room is right there.
Yeah. So do they all four live together?
I'm assuming so.
I think so.
Right? Okay. Because it hasn't actually been clarified. Yeah. But I think so.
They have to.
Yeah. Because
they always pop their little head out of the window and they're like, all of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the one time, those two episodes ago, is it Rita slept with Ben? Which one slept with Ben?
Rita.
Right?
I believe so.
Oh. I have to get all these names.
It's so hard because they all look alike.
Yeah.
They are the only characters I struggle on this show with their names.
Well, because they're all ours and stuff. Every week, on the way home, I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to really work on those names, and then life happens, and I figure I got other things to do. But
with your hair wigs
right now, I know. Is it falling? I can never tell. Day. All right. For those of you that are listening, you can't see all that, but whatever. So the Doyles, we love them, and hopefully we can convince them to come join us because I would love to have them.
Oh, my
dear,
that would be amazing.
That would be. Well, I need the big studio, Stephen, if that happens, because there's four of them and they're bubbling personalities.
We can squeeze them.
We have another shout out over here.
Oh.
Coco Chanel. She says, Roll Tide from Alabama. Show Alabama some love.
Oh.
So, shout out to Coco.
Love you, Alabama.
Yes, we do.
Thanks for listening, state of Alabama.
They're going to hate me because I'm a Buckeye, so only she'll understand. But we'll let that go, Coco, because that's, yet again, another show. So, why don't we get into some news and gossip while we're here?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Because I did a little digging about, I was like, I'm going to just Google clipped season two and see what comes up. And there was a little article about this season and whether there was going to be a season two or not. And they just said there wasn't a date, but there was a thing on there where you could click and it said, we'll alert you when it gets announced, if it gets announced. Uh-huh. And I tried to do it through my phone and it didn't work, so I have to try it when I get home. But they did say that the premiere episode of Clipped had 1.45 million total viewers. And it might be TBS's saving grace.
That's a pretty strong one for TBS.
Yeah. And they said because there's no word yet that it has been canceled, they think that it may be a good sign that there will be a season.
Yeah, and
like there will.
I think so.
Yeah.
And also, like I said earlier, the social interaction on the show is crazy. It's been ridiculous. So I think that is just as important nowadays as the viewership. So
absolutely.
Fingers crossed.
And if people are watching us or listening to us on iTunes, you know, follow them, use hashtag clipped, tweet TBS, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
If you guys want it to stay, because I know I want it to stay, and I want to keep watching.
I do, too.
And if it gets canceled, I will start a new campaign for a new spinoff, The Doyle Sisters.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah.
And then they can all come on as guests.
Absolutely.
We'll find a way. So that was my digging today for...
Good digging.
Do you guys have any predictions?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, that was different.
I like that.
I love when you guys surprise me here at AfterBuzz TV.
I predict that...
Almost as exciting as the Doyle sisters coming out.
Yeah.
That is that's potentially. I think that takes the cake, for sure.
Yeah.
I predict that we'll have all Doyle sister episode.
Yeah.
Where we dig into something about them. Or the main plot line is going to be about them. That is my biggest one for this week, though.
Hmm.
Jordana?
I need to think about it. I have no idea.
Mark? No prediction. I'm gonna. Well, I mean, we kind of talked about this once before. I think when you were not here, that I think there will be another interaction with a Doyle and another.
A Doyle's gonna sleep with someone.
Yeah, I think there's gonna be another rendezvous at the Doyle house.
I believe it.
I don't know.
I believe it.
Do we think Ben's going to sleep with all four?
Oh,
I could see it. Happening.
I could totally see that, and I think it'd be.
And then I can see
fantastic.
All of them getting really upset with each other.
Yeah, and like
getting jealous.
Yeah.
Oh man, all four. That would be a thing.
That would be a thing.
That would be.
But
a thing.
Ben's the one that I would do it.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I also think Ben and Danny are going to end up together at some point, and I don't know why. I've said that since the first
episode. You never know.
Oh, Ben and Danny?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I think it's going to be a drunken mishap or something.
What about
Joy and Mo?
Who?
Joy and Mo.
Well, we know that's going to go somewhere. I don't know that that's going to go somewhere this season.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of those ones they're going to have to wait on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I like when I don't like when they rush stuff.
Yeah.
Because I was actually surprised. I think we talked about it. Was it the first one time I was here that we talked about Danny and AJ? I was surprised how quickly they had them kind of.
We haven't seen
back
much of
again.
That in these past two episodes. Like these, past two episodes.
Well, but we also, and CJ did tell us though too that he thought that they did move this episode up. That this was supposed to be later in the season. That he thought that they'd moved it forward because of the gay marriage stuff going through.
Makes sense.
So, which you want to tie it all in.
But, right.
So maybe something was supposed to happen that hasn't happened yet. We just think I kind of push back for the gays.
Hashtag
word to the gays. All right, you guys, where can we find you on social media if we want to tweet about Clipped?
You guys can find me at Jordana_Morfin. Where can we find you?
You can find me at The Only Camshaft, Twitter and Instagram, CameronLewis.com. Hey, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. 5 stars, reviews. We love all of that stuff. Use the hashtag ABTVClipped on the Tweety Machine.
Please. Let's get a second season because we don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And we want to get those Doyle sisters here. And it might take us a season to do that.
We have to.
If you want to follow me on Instagram and Twitter, I am at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove, and on Facebook /TheMarkJFreeman. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.